Here's a timely Patmos Planet message for today. Sodomites nuked. Perhaps you have heard the expression, there's nothing new under the sun. Well, that saying is found in the Bible and observed by a man who was the wisest of all men on the face of the earth, Solomon the King. What he exactly said was, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Even when it comes to the use of nuclear bombs, this type of weapon was used thousands of years ago at Sodom, a place given over to fornication, homosexual fornication in particular. There are two scriptural illustrations of what happens to cities freely and openly practicing homosexuality, and the nature of those cities and peoples is violent. Gibeah and Sodom. You can read about Gibeah in Judges chapter 19 and 20. To paraphrase those two chapters, as a man, his concubine, and his servants were traveling and sought to take refuge in Gibeah, no one took them in but a kindly old man. Later that evening, certain sons of Belial beset the house round about and beat at the door, and spake to the master of the house, the old man, saying, bring forth the man that came into thine house, that we may know him. That meant they wanted to have homosexual relations with him, consensual or not. The old man was aware of their violent character and immediately considered situational ethics to save some of the household. He offered his daughter and the traveler's concubine as substitutes for the man, but the traveler intervened and gave only his concubine to the homosexuals outside. I guess the Belial boys were also bisexual, who preferred men though, and all night long they raped the concubine, who died on the doorstep outside the old man's house. When the rest of the Israeli tribes heard the news about their Benjamin brothers at Gibeah, they demanded the rapist be handed over for justice, which they refused to do, and the national militia was called upon to set the wrong right. After the militia received the counsel of the Lord, a conflict ensued, and the Lord had them kill over 50,000 Benjaminites, had their cities burned and their animals destroyed as retribution and as a warning to others. The militia lost about 40,000 men, though, and I suspect it was for not correcting Gibeah's unlawful and immoral activities before this incident. The city of Sodom was also given over to homosexuals, and this is where the dictionary term sodomy comes from, and its citizens are another example of the homosexual violent nature. You can find that in Genesis chapter 19. The Sodomites became so lustfully hot and bothered having two strange men come to their town, they rallied at the door of their host, Abraham's nephew Lot, where the strangers were, and demanded to rape them. By the way, the two strangers inside the house were representatives of God. It took some holy intervention to keep the occupants safe from the gay mob outside until Lot and his family were evacuated safely in the morning. Then the Lord destroyed Sodom with brimstone and fire from heaven, a supernatural nuclear bomb dropped by the angry God of the universe, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Of course, that's in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 7 through 9. It is worth noting that God had Lot sit in the gate of the city of Sodom, a position of authority like a city councilman, to be a moral witness for and against the Sodomites. And the Lord has his witnesses today, I think, and hope, but not too many are local, state, and federal rulers, obviously. Lot served as long as his tenure was determined by the Lord, and at the appointed time of judgment, God withdrew Lot and his household and proceeded to nuke the gay pride proponents and everyone else in Sodom. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And that's the way it is. Remember, God loves you. Read your Bible. The truth is in there, or the truth you're trying to avoid. Maranatha!